Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome in to the Odd Couple on a Worship Wednesday. Rob Parker and Chris Broussard will be joining us momentarily. We are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We're doing live!
That's right, Bill, TireRack.com. We'll help you get there. An unmatched selection. An unmatched selection. Fast free shipping. Free road hazard protect. And over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Man, what a show we have planned for you today on this Worship Wednesday. Chris Broussard will be joining us momentarily. Have a little technical difficulties on the program in about 28 minutes. Greg Jennings, the former Super Bowl champ, and of course,
Greg Jennings,
Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. We'll talk with him. Randy Mueller, the former NFL Executive of the Year and Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst. He'll join us in hour number two. And for the final hour of the program, yes, Foul or Fair with J.R. Gamble, who is the managing editor of MLBBro.com. So we'll also check in with J.R. as baseball season, the regular season at least, winds down. But we are in the thrust of the NFL season. And before we get started with what we're going to talk about today, let's welcome in the Odd Couple crew, because we wouldn't be able to do this fine radio program without them. Rob G. is our producer, not able-bodied producer, but our producer. Alex is our multi-talented engineer. Is that better? Multi-talented? Okay, we'll do that. And of course, Brian Fenley, who is at the anchor desk, and he'll keep us updated throughout the program. Mr. Chris Broussard, welcome in on a Worship Wednesday.
Welcome, man. It's good to be here. Had a little technical difficulty, but now it seems like it's all good.
And we're all up to speed, and we can jump in. Everything's been taken care of, the paperwork. So let's have at it.
Paperwork. All right, let's do it. The big story of the day, Justin Fields had a press conference where he seemingly called out his coaches and then quickly
retracted. Seemingly, you're being nice.
Yes, I am.
He called out his coaches.
Retracted. Here he is.
You know, I wasn't necessarily playing my game. Felt like I was kind of robotic and not playing like myself. My goal this week is just to say effort and just go out there and play football how I know how to play football.
When you say thinking less, what do you think was causing you to think so much, maybe think too much?
Could be coaching. They're doing their job when they're giving me what to look at and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, I can't be thinking about that when the game comes. I prepare myself throughout the week, and then when the game comes, it's time to play free at that point. So, just thinking less and, playing more.
All right, Rob. So, Rob G, an hour, a little bit later, just 2 hours later, he. You want to read some of the tweets that he from the reporters where it was, we got sound. Here we go.
I love you guys, but, I get that you guys' jobs are to get clicks. So it's like when you take my quote out of context and when you just say that, if you paint the picture on the inside out, like y'all are trying to split us up as a team.
He did say coaching. That was the first word out of his mouth. When you're asked why.
Chris, we've been in this business way, way too long. People say stuff all the time. When they get pushed back, they run and blame the reporters. You're trying to split up our team. Not in contact. No, the sound. Chris, it's not a quote where you took a piece of a quote. We heard the sound. This is his sound. I just don't even understand why this happens so often. Somebody inside the building or PR people got to him and said, oh, I can't believe you said that. Oh, my God, the coaches are upset. Oh, you need to clean this up. Chris, that's what happened.
Yeah, I've seen instances, and I'm sure you have too, and I'm not saying this is definitely the case. I don't know. This is kind of giving him the benefit of the doubt if you want to take this theory. But, Rob, I've seen players, young players, and even coaches, like first-time coaches, who don't know how stuff is going to play, right? Like, they say something. They're not really used to dealing with the media. Now, he may not fall in that category because he's in his third year, and he played at Ohio State, so I get all that. But, I've seen guys, Rob, who, they're talking to the media, and they're almost being too open, too honest, and they say something not thinking – it's going to turn into this huge avalanche of controversy. And when it does, they're stunned. They're shocked. And that may be what you have happening here. Or as you said, maybe somebody got to him in their PR department. I mean, obviously they did come at him like, hey, have you been seeing what's out there on Twitter or something like that? Bottom line is this. And there is a notion out there, Rob, that when the coaches send in the plays, they are sending in the play, and then they're saying, and watch out for the high safety or whatever it might be. And Greg Jennings, who's going to join us at the bottom of the hour, he was on First Things First with us today, and he said that happened with Teddy Bridgewater in Minnesota when North Turner was the OC. And it messed Bridgewater up because, they're giving you these extra instructions. He said maybe that's what Justin Fields is referring to, where he's saying, okay, I get the play, but then I'm also like this extra thing I'm looking for, and that's causing me to think too much. That may be true. It may not be true. But what is true, Rob, is he's not playing well. And he's got 10 sacks this year. He's got a ton of sacks throughout his career. I heard somewhere earlier, 99 sacks in, I think, 27 games, something like that. But he's got 10 sacks this year in 2 games. And a lot of those are on him. He's holding the ball too long. He's not hitting open receivers. I mean, throwing it even to them when they're open. And he's got a lot of work to do. This is his second year with the head coach, second year with this offensive coordinator. And so there really shouldn't – I get it, they don't have the best team. But he's not really showing us anything at this point. And rather than put out there about the coaching, you have to own it. And if you got issues with the coaches, like if what I threw out there might be true, you got to go talk with your coaches about that and tell them it never benefits you when you put it out there in the media like that, Rob. because it does sound like you're making excuses.
Right. And I just have an issue. I've been around too long, and I've seen this over and over and over again. And you're right. The way it plays, you say something, and then you run back and say, like you said, oh, you guys are trying to get clicks. Dude, this is what you said. Nobody made up the quote. That's what – I don't know how else you interpret that there's some coaching that doesn't work for you. That's all. And if you wanted to be clear on it, then you could have been more clear. I don't know what follow-up questions followed that, and could they ask them specifically what it is, Chris? But that's what he said. And, you know, I think for a third year, you know, saying like he doesn't know how the media works or whatever, I think that's a cop-out on him. He's in Chicago. They cover the Bears. They have a bad team. You go out there, and unless you're talking about owning it on yourself, Chris, whenever you talk about somebody else,
right,
you're going to have a reaction. I don't understand, unless you're going to put it on yourself. When you bring up other people, even not by name, if you were to go out there and say, hey, you know, if you were Jordan Love and you say, you know what, hey, I know how Aaron Rodgers feels. You know, you could throw three touchdowns right. and still not win a game. What? Am I right?
Right. You're catching heat. You're
going to catch heat.
Yep.
You're telling them that the defense stinks. That's what you would, without saying it, that's what you would be saying. So I just, my pushback would be this whole notion that, you know, everything is for clicks, and I know you guys need clicks for your job or whatever. Dude.
Yeah, you said it. I mean, it was unsolicited.
That's what I'm saying, Chris.
Sometimes, like, you know, a reporter might ask you about the coach and it leads, and it's still on you to say it.
You could say no.
But, you know, they
can
lead you into that, or is there anything with the coaching? Like, if they had said, well, is it the coaching? And he had said, well, there's some of that. I mean, that still would have caught flack. But at least they asked you. This was unsolicited.
He could have said there's some of that, Chris, but it still comes down to me doing the right things. You know what? Like, that's all he has to say. Yeah, a little of that, but it's still on me and what I'm doing. That's all.
Yeah, I think, Rob, too, remember, obviously, Justin Fields was a huge superstar in college. And we've seen this a lot with some of these Ohio State quarterbacks, just about all of them, to be honest. And it's when you struggle like this, and now this is 3 years of struggling. I know he ran the football tremendously last year, but he hasn't thrown it very well. Last year he did improve in that category, but still not great. It can be shell shocking to these guys, right? And a lot of them go through it, right? Because most of these guys were stars at the lower level. And now they come into the league and they're mediocre or bad or whatever. And it's tough. And I feel like he's probably going through some of that too.
Yeah, but usually star players go to bad teams. That's how the draft works. So you got to work your way through it. And you always have to just remember that it's about you and working through anything that you have personal or with coaches, other players should be told to them. It's just that simple. I mean, I'm in the business. Is it great for us, Chris? It's absolutely fantastic for us. But if I was coaching these guys or somebody, keep that stuff to yourself.
Yeah.
That's all. Just keep it to yourself, because that's how it's going to hit the paper or the airwaves or the radio or whatever. And people are going to look at you as passing the buck to somebody else and saying they're not doing their job.
And, you know, even when – now – assuming they've been told, you know, they have the Players Association, I know, gives them advice. I'm sure the team's media department gives them some advice. But even being told that, Rob, if you're really facing failure, you're looking at it in the face. Sometimes a guy's instinct is still, even though he's been told, his instinct is to pass the buck. You know, to put it on somebody else. And so it's just not a good look. And at the end of the day, he's not playing good football. That's what it boils down to, Rob. And his future is in the balance. I don't want to paint it like he's about to be out the league. But, you know, his future as a starter, you know, what he ends up becoming in this league, All of that is in the balance. This is your third year, and this is where they're looking for you to show some improvement. They went out and got some players to try to help him out. They still don't have a great team, but he's not delivering, and bottom line is he's going to have to look in the mirror and just start to play better, Rob. All right, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. It is your turn to weigh in with the Odd Couple on Justin Fields. Sound like he was passing the buck to the coaching staff. What are your thoughts? You're next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Justin Fields, it's getting bad there in Chicago. What are your thoughts?
Let's go to Sebastian in Connecticut. Connecticut, we're in Connecticut. I'm going to be in New Haven this weekend. At SCSU with CC Sabathia. Sebastian, where are you?
I'm in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Okay, good, buddy. All right, what you got?
So this is my thing, okay? First and foremost, I don't like the way Justin Fields is handling the situation, okay? Don't get me wrong. The Bears is not the best organization anymore. They have a business, Lance Briggs and Brian Urlacher, okay? But one thing, the only thing I am going to blame the coaching on is the fact that it's the environment that you're creating. This things like this doesn't happen in the locker room of, you know, for example, the Patriots. You keep things in-house. okay? If you have a complaint, you keep it in-house and you work it out. But at the end of the day, Justin, if you are hitting your targets and you're getting your plays set and you're getting to your receivers, none of this is a conversation. At the end of the day, your job is to get the ball to the receiver. And great, look at your counterpart. Look at C.J. Stroud, another Ohio State man. Right, you don't go to the best team when you get drafted. But if you're out there on that field and you're performing, right, and you're doing what you're supposed to do, right, they both don't have the best teams. But if you're performing and you're hitting those talents, coaching matters. But it's not the whole picture.
All right, thanks, Sebastian. Appreciate the call from Bridgeport, Connecticut. Derek, in Oregon, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, D?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love Worship Wednesday.
No doubt.
Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, so in regards to Fields, I kind of err on the side of giving him the benefit of the doubt. I think that I think he may have misspoke a little bit, and maybe he was thinking more along the lines of, like, there's a lot that goes into game planning each week, and the coaches know that, like, they got to overcome some stuff, and they're probably throwing a lot at him trying to figure out any advantage that they can get. And maybe just, I mean, as a quarterback – you have more to remember than anybody else on the field. And so that can kind of get people sometimes. And I think maybe that's what he was coming from. He was just, his brain was full of all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, but the reporters didn't do anything wrong, is what I'm saying. It's like, this is what he said.
Yeah, as far as the reporters, I don't love what he said about the reporters getting the clicks and stuff. It's not like they took that out of context. But as far as what he said about the coaches, I feel like that was, maybe just a little bit, misunderstood, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, I would hope that the Bears and their people would be the ones to understand more that he's a young guy and maybe he was just, you know, talking crisp. But of course, if you get pushback, you go run back to the people that put it out there. So that's why.
Well, what it looks like is in the press conference, he was passing the buck to the coaches, right? And then with the media, or he was passed when he comes back,
right?
And the coaches or players or PR staff calls him onto the carpet, he's passing the buck to the media. You know
right.
what I mean?
You can't keep doing that, like. Right? Yeah. Blaming everybody else. Will in Indianapolis, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Will?
Hey, what up, my two favorite guys again? I'm going to be quick. I'm from the Chicago area, and we've seen this. I go all the way back to Bob Avellini and Vince Evans.
Y'all haven't had a good quarterback.
We've never developed a quarterback.
Really,
McMahon told Dicker in his face, every play you call, I change it. I'm doing something different. And that's the only reason why we won the Super Bowl back then. They've never developed this coaching staff
And especially the worst call ever was when they gave the ball to the refrigerator, right, instead of Walter Payton. I mean, that was the biggest crime ever.
And then telling the truth is thing. We need the truth sometime. And then Sean Payton just blamed Russell Wilson for everything. And I don't see him getting killed. So maybe, you know, coaches got to take responsibility too. And we do want to hear the truth. Young people are angry because everybody wants to lie. I know he may not be able to say it, but we do need to hear the truth. And the truth is they stink as a coaching staff. Thank you.
The truth is Justin hasn't been balling either. Nobody's saying the coaching staff has been great, but it's on both of them. But he don't need to say that because it's not going
to
play well.
Right. Just you got to understand that.
It doesn't look good, right? Like, look, when Austin Eckler came out and said something about the Chargers coaching staff, we took it to heart. Obviously, we see what's going on with Staley. But beyond that, Rob, Eckler has earned that.
Right.
He's been a really good player.
He has.
Fields does not have any track record at this level of being a good player. So people aren't going to go for it.
And Eckler, Chris, the stuff that he said, we saw. You know what I mean? Like, seriously. Like, it's just shocking that a guy says it publicly. But the stuff we've been talking about, coaches, I mean, players have been tweeting off their couches, WTF, right? Like, remember, that might be the all-time tweet.
Right.
WTF Absolutely. During the game of his
Absolutely.
Team.
Absolutely. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Greg Jennings, the muscle man, is around the corner.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's a Super Bowl champion, a Fox Sports Radio NFL analyst, a world-class bodybuilder.
And my friend, I just can't wait to hug Greg the next time I see him.
Greg Jennings. What's up, man?
What's up? No hugs, Rob.
What? Nobody going to stiff on me. Wow.
You hug Greg.
It wouldn't be the first
Greg
time, Greg.
You might get crushed.
Oh, don't try to come soft now, because Danny Dimes has the most historic second half of football we've ever witnessed at quarterback.
What about the first half where they were down 60 to nothing to start?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
The first six quarters of the year.
You sound foolish. No one cares about the first half until the second half happens. And when the second half happens, we don't care what you did in the first half, because the second half becomes the most important thing, how you finish. And that's what he did. He finished.
It took all that to beat one of the worst teams in the league.
Right,
man.
With no quarterback, nothing.
Look,
Greg,
let me tell you,
nice.
you guys can poo-poo it all you want to. Had they lost and I come on this call, you would have been rubbing it in my face and shoving it down my throat. I don't want to hear it. Just admit it. He balled out in that second half.
Enjoy this week.
Exactly.
Enjoy this week, because
exactly.
They got another game coming up, and we'll see how that goes. But
yes,
let's get to another quarterback, Justin Fields. As you know, he blamed the coaches.
You heard the
soundbite. And I shared with Rob earlier what you said on First Things First, Greg, about, you know, coaches might be giving him extra instructions in his ear, and that's throwing him off. But at the end of the day, even if, like, this is third year there, and we know the Bears have never developed a quarterback, we know they're not a very good team, but are we able to blame that on why Justin Fields isn't playing well? At the end of the day, is he just got to look in the mirror and be better?
Yeah, he really does. And Chris, you kind of know this because we were talking earlier today. I've been looking at almost all his snaps under center. And it just doesn't look good, even with having coaches in your ear. And I've been in huddles where, you know, coaches have tried to imply where they think the quarterback should go with the ball or what they think is going to happen on this play. And it causes a quarterback to overthink sometimes. And when you're out there, you can't be thinking. You have to react to what the defense is doing. That's my problem with Justin Fields. We saw him last year go to, you know what, I'm going to lean into my strength. If I escape this pocket, I'm going to use my legs, and it's going to be impressive. We're not even seeing that. And so for me, when I turn on the film and I start to see things that are starting to look more and more repetitive, it's like I can see why a coach is possibly telling you what to do and what not to do, because I can't trust that you're going to do it. When you turn on the tape, it's like he's not going through his progression, and we continue to give him the scapegoat of, well, his offensive line is terrible. Well, sometimes they're not. And it's just he's holding the ball and he's not actually getting through his progression because he's not processing what's going on from a schematic standpoint of the defense. So I can see his frustration. I can see the coach's frustration. And at the end of the day, something's going to give. And typically it's going to be the coach versus the player.
Let me ask you this. When he does have time, can he throw the football consistently to be an NFL quarterback? It was a couple years ago. We had people come on this very show about Jalen Hurts and whether or not he could do it. And obviously he can and had an almost MVP-like season. But in Justin Fields' case, when he has time, Greg, do you see stuff that you like and think he's going to be a good quarterback?
Yeah, I see things that I like, Rob, but then I also see the things that are glaringly obvious when I look at the film. And if I have a quarterback that is struggling to get through progression, and I'm not assisting him, like the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm not comparing him to Dak Prescott, but the situation stylistically, how they're getting up to the ball, they're getting the ball out of his hands, even with Miami and Tua, what we saw against the Patriots, it was quick, it was decisive, there was no thought really truly needed. It's pre-snap, I know where I'm going with the ball, let's get it out of my hands. Justin Fields is not even doing that. And their system is a little different stylistically. So when he does have to be, when he is forced to step, drop back, and hold the ball and have to go through his progressions, he's not making it all the way through. And as a quarterback, in order to thrive, in order to have success, you can't just have the skill set of being able to throw the ball. You got to do it. And in order to do it, you got to get through your progressions to get to the open man sometimes.
Greg, let's go to the Dallas Cowboys. And Micah Parsons, I feel like, and I know it's way early, so obviously, you know, but if it ended today, I think he'd be the MVP. Do you think he should, you know, as a defensive player, the only one, the last one was Lawrence Taylor, 1986. Do you think it's possible that he could win the MVP? Or you think it's automatically going to go to a quarterback? Or it should?
I do think it's possible that he can. And one of the major reasons why is because he's going to force us to consider him. He's going to force voters to consider him by talking about it constantly. And he already – the thing about MVPs, what you have to do is you have to obviously be the most valuable player on this team. Well, he checks that box. Then you have to start to make splash plays. Well, he's checking that box. He's been checking that box since he got into the league. Then you have to set yourself apart and clearly be better than the field. Well, it looks like he's capable of doing that. It's just about finishing the season the way he starts. He hasn't been able to do that all the way through week 18 weeks. If he can do that and his team is successful, which the last, but since he's been in the league, they've won 12 games. They've gotten to the playoffs. If he does all of those things and all those boxes start to get checked, and he continues to talk about it, making us aware of what he's doing, and he's speaking the things that we feel like, well, he said it, and he's not shy about saying it, we are going to continue to pay attention to it, and we're going to say, well, why not him? Because what quarterback can do it without a great wide receiver? Because down in Miami, you got Tua, but you also got Tyreek Hill.
Right.
So there's going to be some voters that possibly will say, well, if you take away Tyreek Hill, is Tua really the most valuable?
That's not fair. That's nonsense. I mean, did you take away from Patrick Mahomes because he has Kelce?
I'm just saying
he has two of the all-time great receivers who ever played
football.
But there's
also an eye test.
No, I get it, but I just say that's not fair to try to discount people because they have stars around them.
No, what I'm saying is it may not be fair, but that will be what tends to happen when you're looking at a guy who, because he has stars around him too, he being Micah Parsons, but he is the main star. And all I'm saying is if he continues to have the type of success that he's speaking he's going to have and that we've seen him have, it's going to be hard to not say, you know what? He's in consideration.
As a guy that was a wide receiver, obviously not a quarterback, do you like that? I mean, would you like to see the MVP opened up beyond quarterbacks every year?
Of course. Like we're making it a one position race, man, in award. Which is, if that's the case, then why are we even having all these players act as though that they can win this MVP?
Who says that other players that can win the MVP? Why not it be an offensive lineman? They don't have any stats, so they're not going to win. Why not a defensive lineman? I mean, the only thing I'm saying, Greg, is the couple of positions, you've already said that running backs don't matter in the league anymore, so you wiped them out of the equation.
Who's
really
that?
Left? I'm just talking about the owners. They don't value them. They say that they can replace.
If a running back,
so there's
ran
nobody
for
left, but really
yards,
a but a quarterback.
Here's the thing, Rob. I hear what you're saying, but I strongly disagree because if Justin Jefferson goes for 2,500 yards, Kirk Cousins has had great years. We're not going to say, you know what? Kirk Cousins is going to be the MVP. We're going to strong – because if you take one of those two away, who's most important? Let's be realistic.
Justin Jefferson is more important to that organization. If you insert a wide receiver in replacing of Justin Jefferson, you think he's going to produce like that? No. But if you insert a quarterback, I'm not saying he's going to be Kirk Cousins. I don't even believe he has to be. But because of what Justin Jefferson brings, he is the most valuable player on that team.
Not if Kirk Cousins has 45 touchdowns and two picks and they win the division and they win 11 straight. It won't be Jack. Now, tell me if he throws 45 touchdowns with two or three picks, who's going to be the MVP?
Yeah, it's going to be Kirk. Why? Because naturally we just gravitate and give it to the quarterback because he has more opportunity to spread it around of those 45 touchdowns.
And a wide receiver can't throw the ball to himself. Let's just be honest.
Exactly. Well, Greg, I've said that they should do like baseball. And, you know, baseball got the Cy Young Award for the pitcher. And they should have an award for the best quarterback. And then an MVP for whoever people feel is the best player that season. Because I don't think it should go to a quarterback every year. It's been a running back, you know, not since, 2012, I think, Adrian Peterson.
Yeah,
a running back would have to rush for over, 2,100 yards probably to get the award. But it just, I don't think it's fair that it's always a quarterback.
I think it's like when we talk about the greatest football player ever. Like, naturally, you list quarterbacks that have won, but when I look at that, it's like quarterbacks are in their own, fraternity.
Agree.
Because they're not really, we don't look at them as, oh man, he was tough to go up against. What? You don't look at them like that.
No, I agree. I don't. I think Tom Brady's the best quarterback ever. I don't think he's the best football player ever. I'm totally
exactly
with you on that. All right, that's our man Greg Jennings, Super Bowl champion. Great stuff as always, brother. Thank you.
Go, Danny Dimes.
What a cheap parting shot.
We breached it with him, Rob. Micah Parsons as the MVP. Is that possible? That's next. Keep it locked. Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're sponsored by BetterHelp. Therapy can bring out a whole new you, and BetterHelp makes it easy to match with a licensed therapist. You can get 10% off your first month of online therapy as well at BetterHelp.com/OddCouple. That's B-E-T-T-E-R-H-E-L-P TTERHELP.com/oddcouple. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Man, I have been on a roll, Shekel City, 2-1 last night. The night before, 2-0. The night before, 2-0. That's 4-1, Chris, in the last five Shekel City picks. So Rob is on a roll. Here we go tonight. Tigers at Dodger Stadium, best bet, -1.5 runs for the Dodgers. Last night, that was the only loss I had, was the Dodgers won, Chris, but it was 3-2, so they did not cover the 1.5 spread. I'm going to go with the Dodgers tonight. Brewers -1.5 at St. Louis, taking on the Cardinals. And I got the Cubs, -1.5 runs, hosting the Pittsburgh Pirates in Chicago. So Dodgers -1, Brewers -1, and the Cubs -1 run tonight for my three-game parlay. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm just telling you who I bet on.
All right. Thank you, Rob. We were talking about it with Greg Jennings. Micah Parsons off to a fantastic start. I know it's only two games in, so, you know, it doesn't matter at this point, MVP. But I wonder if he can be a legitimate candidate, Rob. Like, right now, I think he's been the MVP through two games. And if this type of season were to continue through the 17 games, for let's say for him and the rest of the players, they all kind of played as they are now, I think he should be able to win it. And I would want him to win it if this were to continue. And I think what could open the door for him, Rob, is if no quarterback has like a really prolific season numbers-wise. Like if nobody's well over 5,000 yards or well over 40-some-odd touchdowns with, you know, a low interception percentage, you know, something, and obviously they'd have to win a lot of games too. So I think that could open the door for him being the first defensive player since Lawrence Taylor in 1986.
Yeah, I mean, I think Tua has to be considered where they are coming back from what he went through. Two road wins to start the season. What a great – in the NFL, to start with two road wins. And he's
two
got
winless
a quarter
teams, but
quarter right. Well, they also played the Jets and Giants, who aren't world beaters either. The Cowboys
Jets got a win though.
No, but they're not that. Both of those teams are not that.
They're
good.
They're not so, very good. At least the Jets, yeah. Giants. So, I don't expect much from them either, but they did make.
Yeah, so I'm just saying, if you're gonna go on that, and I just think, sure, can a defensive player win it? Do I think one will win it? No, not the way this league is tilted, not the way that they value quarterbacking to anything else in the game, not the way that they've diminished running backs. I just don't see it. You'd have to be – it would have to be so extraordinary for a defensive player to win it. I just can't see one winning it.
It's Tua – because right now, I believe – and Rob G, correct me if I'm wrong. I believe right now Tua is the odds-on favorite. Okay, right. Here's the thing, Rob. Tua is on pace. Now, again, this very well may change. But right now, he's on pace, Rob, to throw 34 touchdowns with 17 interceptions. And 17 interceptions would have led the league last year. So I'm just saying, like, again, Tua's been very good, don't get me wrong, but not historically great to the point where, you know, if this were to continue – I think it's shameful if it automatically has
what's
to go
Micah,
to a quarterback.
What's Micah Parsons?
Parsons is in the top five in sacks, tackles for loss, forced fumbles, and fumbles recovered.
Top fives, or does he lead in any of those? What does he lead in?
Top five.
No, what is he? I'm
he doesn't lead
you.
In any of them.
He doesn't lead in anything.
Top five.
How is he MVP? And he doesn't even.
You
lead
watching
in...
the game?
Yeah, I'm watching the games against.
I mean,
bad.
Are you
I'm just? I'm
no,
not
but
convinced.
I'm, look, they're playing who they're playing.
I got
I'm
it,
saying,
but I'm not convinced.
You,
he's not leading in anything.
You asked me the question.
It's hard for me to be an MVP.
Clearly, he is clearly when you watch that defense, which has been the best in the league. They're giving up 5 points a game. He is clearly the main force of that defense. When he's on that line of scrimmage, and you don't know where he's coming from. He's clearly – the offensive line is caught off guard. It's hard to game plan for. So I think he should have a shot if this continues. 2 hours left. Speaking of continue, keep it locked. iCouple Fox Sports Radio.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.